And this is Tate Servance coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. And this news is brought to you by your neighborhood Ace Stores, Ace Hardware and Bad Axe, and Sebring Ace Hardware. A new proposal in the Michigan House aims to help small businesses suffering from extended construction or road closure delays. The measure would create a grant program allowing affected businesses to apply for up to $15,000 in assistance. Bill sponsor Representative Julie Rogers of Kalamazoo described the legislation as a practical way to support local economies, noting it would establish a standing policy framework for lawmakers to fund each year. The proposal is slated for a more formal reading during the House's next session on Wednesday. And Michigan law requires all dogs 4 months or older to be licensed in the county where the owner resides, and the only way to get a license is by showing proof the dog has been vaccinated against rabies. February is the general time when counties sell a license for a dog. The cost varies from county to county in the Thumb, as well as the cost by gender. There's a price for dogs that are neutered and for those that are spayed as a way to help control unwanted puppies. There is a cost for male and female dogs, as well as senior dogs. To find out more, contact your county treasurer's office. And Governor Gretchen Whitmer's latest budget proposal aims to generate new revenue by raising taxes on vaping products, nicotine alternatives, and online gambling. The additional funds projected to bring in about $780 million would help offset federal Medicaid funding reductions from 2025. University of Michigan Flint economics professor Chris Douglas said the plan's success will hinge on consumer behavior, noting that if higher taxes dampen demand for vaping and gambling, it could benefit public health, but potentially hurt related businesses. Republican leaders, including House Speaker Matt Hall, have already pushed back, saying they will not support any tax increases as part of budget negotiations. Still, Douglas pointed out that lawmakers backed a marijuana excise tax in the previous cycle, leaving room for debate as the budget moves forward. Whitmer's proposed 2027 budget, her last as governor, totals $13.6 billion and for the general fund and $21.4 billion for school aid. It also includes funding for infrastructure repairs, veteran services, environmental protection, and job creation initiatives. And we will be right back after a message from our sponsor.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Why would you wander around a warehouse store looking for paint when you could just swing by your neighborhood Ace? In addition to Ace's award-winning service, we have top-rated paint brands. Plus, our color matching technology allows us to match any color. So stop wandering and start painting. Head to your neighborhood Ace today.
When it comes to paint, we know our business. This is Bruce Harum. We carry Clark & Kensington, Benjamin Moore, and Royal Paint. Bring in a paint chip to our computer color matcher, and we'll find exactly what you need.
This is Paul Greibel. We will custom mix your paint for a perfect match, and we have everything from brushes and rollers to paint sprayers, ladders, and drop cloths. When it comes to paint, we've got you covered. Visit Ace Hardware and Bad Axe or Sebring Ace Hardware.
And that was a message from our sponsor, your neighborhood Ace Stores. And that was your news for this hour. You can always go to thumbnet.net for any news, weather, obituaries, cancellations, and more anytime, anywhere.